Welcome to Power and Penetration.
What?
Still the same thing?
Yeah, still locked up abroad. I mean, you wanted to put some money on our books? Because I'm not.
It's not pay week.
I don't even know the conversion rate.
Me either. But
I ain't trusting it.
So,
oh well.
You're making sure she learns her lesson?
She knows she did.
Okay. Well, I'm T.
I'm Jay.
What are we talking about today?
Baltimore City getting hacked. Baltimore City government getting hit by ransomware again. WhatsApp having some spies on there trying to access your phone.
Okay, Facebook.
And Windows 10 is trying to bring a password-free access to a little closer to you.
Okay, a little light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Today I'll be talking about some not so smart scammers when they expose about 80 million records. Twitter found out that they had a bug in their iOS app.
I could have called it the pull up. the pull up bug.
And we'll be talking about how much the Equifax breach really cost them.
Everything.
Take from them everything?
Everything. I ain't signed up for it, but whatever. Baltimore City government computers were infected with ransomware on Tuesday. The mayor's office said the second time in just over a year the hackers demanding payment disrupted city's technology systems.
So they're not learning their lesson.
No. It's okay. Probably the same old lady. How you make a new slide in PowerPoint?
Come on, Karen.
Critical systems include 911 and 311, which is for the rich people. Okay. And they were not affected, but the majority of the city's servers were shut down. The effects range from city council meeting canceling a hearing on gun violence to water customers being unable to get billing questions answered. This is the second time Baltimore was hit with ransomware. The ransomware message on Baltimore's computer system said Robinhood used a file locking virus that encrypts the files to take them hostage. The note demanded a payment of 3 bitcoins per machine.
Per machine.
Per system, I should say, which is about $17,000, or 13 bitcoins. $76,000 in exchange for freeing all the city systems, which sounds pretty cheap.
Right.
Must have been a child. The best defense against being infected is keeping computer systems up to date. Ransom and any other kinds of attacks rely on weaknesses in Windows software and can be blocked when users regularly install updates with patches.
Well, also make sure you're doing your backups and you're paying attention to any malicious links. That's doing patches isn't the only way. Like,
stay offline.
Yeah, just unplug everything and put in a box.
No Ethernet, no ransomware.
Yeah, no internet connection at all. You don't have to worry about any of that. Well, researchers recently found out that the administrators of a database for a text message spam ring exposed about 80 million records. It was a unsecured MongoDB server that was left open. They're linked to what's called SMS bombing, where what that does is that's when they send out rapid text messages of the same message to different numbers or basically to the same number, hoping they click on a link.
Okay.
And then what they found out was that the exposed records included MD5 hashed emails, full name, city, state, zip code, country, IP address, phone number, mobile number, and network carrier.
And left hand, right handed.
Yeah, all that. They were just going through.
Shoe size
and everything. The records also included the messages that was used in the campaigns as well as the responses.
Okay.
So it was pretty. Well, they secured it 2 days later, so.
48 hours is a long, good amount of time to upload everything.
Oh, yeah. The rival spam organization just went in, you know.
Gym leaders. Anyway. You might want to update your WhatsApp right now. I know you got some undocumented friends.
Wait. My friends are documented. Thank you very much.
In their respective countries, but not in America. So on Monday the 13th, Facebook revealed that an advanced cyber actor has been spying on some users of its ridiculously popular WhatsApp messaging app. Thanks to zero-day vulnerability that allowed hackers to install spyware silently just by calling a victim's phone. The vulnerability now has been fixed, and most likely the app has already updated itself. The description of the attack is a buffer overflow vulnerability in WhatsApp VoIP stack allowed remote code execution via a specifically crafted series of SRTCP packets sent to a target phone. That description makes the incident sound like an attack against specific individuals rather than an indiscriminate attempt
right.
to spy on as many WhatsApp users as possible. So if you got a call, you might want to, get your phone checked out, update your app maybe. I don't know, man. I'm glad no one calls me on there. I just pretty much text.
Yeah, same here.
And that's it. But yeah, if that's all it has to do, just call everybody. Screw it, man.
Just call everybody through WhatsApp.
Might as well.
Yeah, might as well. Speaking of social media, Twitter found out that they had a bug where they were sharing geolocations to in their iOS app where they were sharing geolocations with a third party.
Mm-hmm.
So how it works is pretty interesting. You know, Twitter allows you to add multiple accounts that you can sign in and sign out.
Yeah, one for your professional, one for your ratchet one, and one for your burner.
Yeah, like kitty burners.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what would happen is you could sign into one app. It would ask you to, one account, and it would ask you if you wanted to share your geolocation. So you would share it with one, and then you could deny the other one. But whenever they pushed the geolocation out to this third party, it sent out both of them.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. So someone need to pull up from your burner account, they could definitely find you on there. They realized that they reached out to the third party, and the third party told them that they went ahead, they deleted the data, it wasn't stored. It was just during a routine maintenance of it that they went ahead and they had deleted. It was only in there for a short time, so.
Nah, no big deal. Only if you're talking spicy during that little window, you might have got caught.
Yeah, you could
have. I doubt anybody actually pulled up, though.
Yeah.
Anyway. So Windows 10 is trying to bring that password-free access one step closer to you guys.
Okay, interesting.
Windows Hello is the authentication system in Windows 10, and Microsoft introduced it to wean us off password-based access and enables machines with the right hardware reader or camera to scan your fingerprint or face to access Windows 10 and your Microsoft account. You can also use it to access third-party services.
Okay.
It's probably like your bank account, maybe.
Probably.
That makes sense. This month, this company earned 502 certification for Windows Hello, which will enable 800 million Windows 10 users to use a hardware security key with Windows Hello's password-free system. FIDO stands for Fast Identity Online. Okay, so ID and I get it. Which makes logins easier and more secure.
Okay.
Ideally, though, we'd like to do away with passwords altogether. That's where FIDO 2 comes in. It uses a protocol called Web Authentication, which takes the digital key stored on your USB or other hardware key and delivers it directly to the web application you want to access. So I'm guessing you have to pay for your password instead. So you use a hardware, you get to pay for it, obviously. You're not handing out free security keys.
No, they're not handing out security keys.
And then you can access your account for free.
See how it works. I've heard theories about people saying it's time for us to get away from passwords. So
actually, they said it a long time ago when I was like in high school that the only way for there to be no issues if you take away all the privacy of being on the internet.
Yeah,
because that way there's no fraud. They know it's you. You did it or whatever you did. You're right there, and there should be no issues. But then again, there's no privacy. So it's like it was just an argument in favor of the extreme.
All right.
And I feel like that guy really got over because he spoke to our school and he just got that bag real quick. Everybody who spoke to us in school, I was like, man, they got bag.
You always got to secure the bag. That's rule number one, secure the bag.
Actually, off topic, someone came in and talked about one of our standardized tests. And he said for the reading portion, just cover the sides and only read down the middle. And my English teacher cussed him out. Like, he almost threw hands. Because he got money to talk to us about that BS strategy.
Wow. Well, he secured the bag.
Oh,
You want to know who fumbled the bag, though?
Who?
Equifax fumbled the bag.
Oh, man.
You remember back in 2017, they had that massive leak. They exposed
Where 50% of people got exposed. That's a ridiculous number, man.
They did expose PII of 148 million customers.
Imagine better 500.
Not with that. You don't need to. Well, do you want to take a guess at how much they spent so far to clean everything up?
I hope it was like 100 bill.
okay, that's a little extreme, but it was like 1.4 billion is what they
are. That's not high enough.
I don't think they're $100 billion company.
If you're a third of all the credit history, right? And 50% of your people, so that's a six. And actually, you're talking about it's still a third of everybody. A third of everybody? And there's people with black cards. That's unlimited credit. They should be paying unlimited amount of money to all these people affected. Anybody with a black card should have got unlimited credit from
that. Well, I'm pretty sure that they still have more to pay. It was they paid out $690 million just in.
So who's getting this money?
Well, it went to one part of it went to litigation potential fees.
Okay.
Then they also estimated that 83 million went for technology and security spending. 12 million went for legal fees. You know that customer support they offer. Yeah. They paid 2 million. So.
Actually, what you should do? They should just start from scratch.
Just go.
So, like with Equifax, you have no credit history. Everyone starts at 800. Why not? Think about it. Anybody who think about how many of the percentage of people you give 800 credit score to tomorrow, how many of them are going to screw it up by 2020? Exactly. So it doesn't matter. It's going to equal itself out.
By Q4, but that's for another day. Q4. Q4 this year, but that's for another topic.
Oh, it'll stimulate the economy. And people will, you know, go back to, you know, how they were.
And then hackers are going to be on the rise, so then that way they could...
If you still get hacked again, I mean, that's on you.
But then they're going to use, though, they're going to find everybody who's have these 800 credit scores, just run it through Equifax, and then boom, now there's going to be Bugattis driven in Jay's name that we don't know about. It's going to be like five of them rolling around because you have an 800 credit score.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's only going to last till next year. I mean,
as long as it works for you. That's all that matters, man.
I mean, I'm going to see Bugattis in the winter.
Do you have any church announcements, man?
Actually, I should have one. Do you have any? I'm going to look mine up because
I don't have any.
I want to make sure that I do say that I have one because I've never had one.
So, it's the first time.
Yeah, I feel like I can pull one up real quick.
Because I've had one. The other Jay has had one.
Yeah, so like I know, I don't know the name of the conference.
She's going
to
kill you.
But I know Jay is speaking at a conference on June 13th at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And she's talking about closing the cyber skills gap. An incident response approach. I wish I knew which one this was at. I don't know where it's at. So, yeah, she didn't want us to know, but I know it's in Jacksonville. So look it up. Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay, so we may have to pull up, be in attendance.
I'm not. But June 13th, 10 a.m. Actually, you know what? What day is that? June 13th? That is a Thursday? Yeah, right. I'm not taking... I got RTO, but I'm still not going to. Actually, you know what? I might. I'm going to ask her how much it is. And if it's something that she could pay me back, then I'll go.
Okay. But we first got to bail her out to make sure she's in time.
They going to bail her out. They got a whole month.
Okay. We'll see how this works.
Do you have a church announcement?
No, I have no church announcements.
Oh, man. Actually, I want like another one because I'm on a roll here. But no, I don't have any church announcements.
Okay, good. Well, this has been Barring the Penetration.
I'm Jay.
And I'm T.
I think I might. Nah. All right. Peace out.